All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean right back in the building. And that song right there is by Solange, and that song is called Sound of Rain. And I picked that song for two parts. One, Solange is clearly a Houston native. And two, my friend that used to stay next door to me said a wild-ass statement while we were outside one day. One day it was raining, and then he held his hand out romantically, and there was a girl around too. He was talking to the girl, not me. Pause, by the way. And he held his hand out romantically as the rain pitter-pattered into his hand with the shimmers of light through the sunset. Pause, by the way, yet again. Please, forgive me. And this man said very romantically, he echoed these sentiments. He said, rain, the sound of passion. I was like, yo, don't ever say that shit again, my dude. Duh, we had to joke on this dude for at least a year. And I can't even say that because I'm joking on him right now. We would say that every time we seen him, pretty much, dog. This dude, I don't know what it is about being around girls or women that it makes dudes say and do ridiculously goofy shit. But it was just a very funny statement to say in front of other dudes. And again, he wasn't talking to me. I can't remember if other people were around or not, but I vividly remember him saying this. And we was on his ass pause for I don't know how long. It was just ridiculous. Don't say no shit like that. Girls are not going to take you serious saying some shit like that, man. Just don't do it. You say some shit like that, it sounds like you about to give all your money away to whatever it is she needs. But yes, once again, I missed a week. But this time I have a good excuse. I could barely even talk. I'm under the weather right now. I still don't feel good. So if I sound ridiculous or crazy, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I still don't feel good. I feel all dizzy and shit right now. But, you know, it is what it is. We keep it moving. But it's a lot of things going on. Yet once again, I don't even know where to start. Let me see what we got going. The whole Michael Jackson situation. I almost forgot. Brother Michael. I'm real disappointed in HBO. I don't know if disappointed is the word because I have no faith in outside people who I don't personally know. But I say I'm disappointed because I've enjoyed their content over the years in terms of The Corner, The Wire. What was the name of that prison movie or the prison series? The fuck was that? Oz. Real sports, all that type of shit. All the boxing shit and I can't remember all types of, oh yeah, all the stand-up comedy, of course. I used to have HBO Plus or whatever it was called, and I would just watch stand-up comedy for hours and hours and hours. They have all the stand-up specials on HBO. And this is not a damn advertisement. It definitely shouldn't be, because again, I'm disgusted at what they just did with this documentary, or mockumentary, because that shit is not a documentary if it doesn't have any fucking facts in it. Which is the point I'm getting to. That's very dangerous. That's very inconsiderate. It's very disrespectful. And it's very unfortunate that they stooped to this level and provided this type of dog shit content for the streets. And people already had their opinions about Michael Jackson. People already want to believe that he did this or did that. But once again, if you don't have any proof, you gotta shut the fuck up. You have to. You must. Like, you can't just walk around saying this type of egregious type of shit and you have no fucking details, no proof, no nothing. That shit is sickening, man. I mean, the one dude dated Michael Jackson's niece, but he left all that shit out. I mean, Michael Jackson introduced you to his niece, and you dated his niece. You testified in court and said that he never touched you, never did anything ridiculous towards you, never had any male intent towards you, none of that type of stuff. And yet you come back around when the money is low, and money is going to be the theme of this entire episode if I weave it together correctly. But, you know, I be having random shit on my mind, so I don't know how this shit is going to come out. But, you know, I think I'm going to keep it around money to tie it in with the last couple episodes to really bring my point back to fruition, to bring my point back home. When that money is low, the real bullshit starts to show. And once again, the dude comes out, says Mike did this, Mike did that, all this type of shit. But again, where's the proof? We need more than that. We need more than fucking camera cuts and shots and multiple cameras and all that. That's not enough. That's not gonna get it done. Let me start this off by saying that Michael Jackson, all the way back in 1985, spent upwards of $50 million for the rights of publishing to over 4,000 songs. And people always love to reference the Beatles in terms of that catalog that had 4,000 songs. But once again, people, for people who don't know this, the publishing that he acquired in that deal had 4,000 songs in it. The Beatles and all that type of shit was just a very small portion of what the man really held. Do you know how many songs 4,000 songs is in terms of high caliber artists? That is a lot of money. That's billions of dollars worth of money. Well, excuse me, not money, but billions of dollars worth of content. Because we're not talking about some random people. We're talking about all hard-hitting, high-caliber artist. 4,000 songs. His company was called ATV. He partnered with Sony. This is back in 1985. You have to remember that. That's damn near 35 years ago. Michael Jackson was already on this type of shit. That's what kickstarted a lot of this shit. A lot of people were mad that he had damn near sole ownership of a lot of people's publishing and royalties and all that type of stuff. And Michael Jackson wasn't just hoarding this information and this property and these works. He was actually doling this work back out to certain artists and stuff if he felt that you deserved it. There were a lot of artists who were starving, and Mike would give you your publishing back. He would give you your royalties and all that back. That's what a lot of people don't know. The most notable artist that most people reference who do know is Little Richard. He gave Little Richard back his work and all this stuff. That's why you never really hear from him anymore about how nobody appreciates him. And people who know Little Richard know that he used to go on these long rants about how nobody appreciates him and how he's underrated or whatever it is he used to say. I don't remember his verbiage per se because I wasn't really into his music or anything. But I just remember him being very vocal about that. But you don't hear that anymore because, you know, Mike got him his bread back, got him his money back, got him his work back, got him his soul back, if you want to go that far. And fast forwarding, Mike never had a childhood when he grew up. He was performing when he was 5, so he never had a childhood. That's why he was creating these type of childlike dreams and opportunities for other children to give them the childhood that he never had. That's how I took the things that he was doing. I didn't take it as he was a fucking creep and all this other shit. And people always reference that he had children sleeping in his bed and all that stuff. But from accounts I've heard from countless other people who were actually there and stuff like that, that he would have these kids over there sleeping in the bed and stuff, but he wouldn't sleep in the bed with them. It's just like when you open your house up to people. For instance, like when we record, when I collab with No Boundaries and stuff, I have them sit on my couch. I sit on the chair. I sit in the more uncomfortable position. Pause. And I hold a microphone in my hand and all that stuff. I allow them access to all the comfort, and I want them to feel at home when they're over here and all that type of stuff. That's how you move. That's how it truly is when you're a host, or, you know, you're extending your hand out to people and, you know, you showing love. You allow them full access, pause, and you make sure they're all right and comfortable and feel at home. Same shit Mike was doing. That's how I take it. And yes, this is my opinion, but it's not just my opinion. It's also based on accounts of a lot of other people who I find to be credible, and people that I get inspiration from, and people that I guess I look up to. And these are other stars. These are members of the FOI, Fruit of Islam, NOI, Nation of Islam, all these different people who will be around Mike and who are at his house and all this stuff. This is what they're saying. This is not a firsthand account, but I'm getting it from firsthand accounts. Now let's fast forward to Oprah. Once again, I told y'all about how Oprah and Steve Harvey and who else was it? What's his name, man? Goddamn, the Madea motherfucker, man. Tyler Perry, yeah. Because I don't take motherfuckers who wear dresses serious. Dudes, sorry. You can feel free to do what you like, but you wear a dress. I'm looking at you a little different now. Sorry. Just is what it is. It's not some homophobic shit. It just looks weird. I mean, we can't admit that shit looks weird anymore. Shit is weird that you can't do that. Like, what kind of society do we live in where you can't admit that something looks weird or looks off? That's like the whole Mike shit. When you look at it from a distance, a lot of the shit that he did looked weird, which is fine. But that doesn't mean he was molesting children and shit, just because something looks weird. But anyway, back to Oprah. She's talking about how she had enough with Michael Jackson and she's ready to so-called cancel him or whatever it is, whatever word she chose to use. I don't follow Oprah. I just know she said something about it. I don't listen to her. I never fucked with Oprah. I always thought she was horseshit. I always thought she was garbage. She's always had slave tendencies her entire career. She is pretty much friends with Harvey Weinstein, but she has never uttered his name, not once. And once again, she helped fund the, and had her name plastered all over that Precious movie and shit, which again goes back to credibility, goes back to integrity, goes back to money. That money shit not gonna save you. Same thing with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson owned Sony, pretty much, in terms of all the publishing and songs that he owned and all that shit. But the money couldn't save him. They got him right on out of here. And this is not some conspiracy theory type shit as people always love to point to. Unfortunately, these are facts. You would have to watch Michael Jackson interviews to know he wasn't talking no Neverland bullshit. He was talking some real gangster shit in interviews. He was talking about Tommy Mottola. He was talking about all kind of shit. But you would have to watch the interviews to know this shit. And maybe one episode, I might go back and play these interviews. Because I know people love to distort the truth and dismiss things because they haven't heard it. And they want to stick to their opinion, which is fine. But I'm going by the facts of what I've heard the man said, the things I've seen transpire. the things I've seen work against him, and, you know, all this type of shit. I'm adding all this shit together. And then we have Oprah, who's funded by all these big wig type cats. Because once again, Oprah is just another high paid employee. Most of the stuff she does is not ownership. Yes, I believe she may have some ownership in that network that she started, but if you haven't noticed, they don't even mention Oprah's name since she started that network. Because once you become a real threat, then, you know, now they're not trying to even fuck with you. Her whole visibility changed when she launched that network. They don't even talk about Oprah anymore. I never even really hear of Oprah since then. And even with that, I don't even know how much ownership she really has in that network. Because Jay-Z is another person who does that type of shit. Like, you'll hear these big deals, but then you'll find out he has 0.00001%. A penny of 1% type shit. Ownership in the company type shit. So I don't even know how much actual ownership he has in title and all that. But that's a whole nother story for another day. And you gotta excuse me, I'm probably all over the place because I'm dizzy as fuck right now. But I'm just keeping it going for the streets. But yeah, I don't fuck with Oprah, man. Ever since Color Purple, really, she's been on some slave shit. She's always looked down on people and judged people, knowing she came from a horrible family background. But she's doling out all these problems and she's dismissing people and shit. It's like, Oprah, your own family is garbage. Who the fuck are you pointing at? And that's what takes me back to Steve Harvey and all that other shit. All that shit correlates. All this shit goes together. And how money not gonna save you and all that shit. You just gotta know that. And I'm equally disgusted in Oprah and HBO. And all the people who are just blindly going by what the fuck Oprah says and what this documentary is saying. Or mockumentary, as I call it. Shit is disgusting. Like, form your own opinions. Think for your fucking self. I'm so sick of society right now. This shit is fucking infuriating, man. I be frustrated every fucking day at people just going along with bullshit. Shit is mind-blowing for a person who thinks like me. But I think I'm gonna do a little crossover to our brother R. Kelly. And when I say our brother, I mean, I don't know this motherfucker. But I seen this little interview he just had. This motherfucker went and got a not guilty hairline. I didn't know you could purchase that. You know what I mean? I need to find that. I need that for myself. The not guilty hairline, that'll come in handy. I need that. I wonder where he copped that from. Boy came back with hair out of nowhere. Pause. But these random women just keep bailing them out of jail. These little mistresses or whatever it is you want to call them. Bailing them out of jail. Keeping them on the streets. That's why I be not wanting to hear all that feminism shit. When y'all don't want bailing this nigga out of prison and shit, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about toxic masculinity and shit, and y'all bailing this motherfucker out of prison. You know what I'm saying? Of course, not all women, but, you know, it was. I don't know if it was two different women or not, but he's been bailed out of prison by women on two separate occasions now. Maybe even more. So you just got to keep that in your mind. The next time you want to pull that flag out, I don't want to hear it. And don't try to twist my words up and make it seem like I don't like women and shit either. I ain't trying to hear that shit either. But I don't know. That boy cried. He did all type of shit. That's that. I don't want to go to jail cry. Shit, I would cry too if I was going to jail. But it's too late now, I mean. And really, I don't even know what he's going to jail for this next time right here. Because from what I understand, all these women were of age. But I haven't really researched all this shit because I never really fucked with R. Kelly. So I never really kept up with this motherfucking with what he was doing and shit. Of course, I heard things and all that type of shit, but I was never following this motherfucker. I never fucked with R. Kelly ever in my life. But from when I did hear that shit jumping off, it seemed like they were all willing participants and all that type of shit. And another thing you have to understand about a lot of this shit, for instance, he married Aaliyah when she was 15. You know what that means, people? That means the parents have to give consent for your underage daughter to get married to an older man. You can't do that on your own. They have to sign off on that. That means a lot of these motherfucking parents are prostituting their daughters. You also have to understand that prostitution is pretty much the law of the land. It is done in every single facet of your life that you could think of. People just don't want to admit it. Think about advertisement. Who do advertisers mainly attack? It's mainly younger children and shit like that. It's mainly the younger audience that they're advertising to. That's why the colors are vibrant and all that type of shit on most of the commercials and on the logos, on the boxes and all that shit. You look at cereal. All the cereal in the store is super duper colorful and eye-catching. Do you know why? Because children see it. It catches children's eyes. They like, mommy, 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 I want this Captain Crunch or whatever the fuck children eat cereal-wise. I don't fucking know. Because I don't eat cereal. But yeah, you're talking to somebody who did graphic design, so I know this shit firsthand. I was taught how to market to children and all this other shit. It's taught in school. The shit that y'all love to depend on, school, yes. They teach that shit in the classroom. I took graphic design. I know all this shit. I know how to communicate to different audiences and all that shit, visually and audibly, all that type of shit. And plus, I just knew all this shit on my own because I'm always studying behavior and all type of other shit. But anyway, look at the military. What age is the draft and all that type of shit? They giving fucking kids rifles and fucking sniper rifles and machine guns and shit. They got kids flying drones and all that shit. Hand-eye coordination, you learn from Call of Duty. They take it and apply it and excel in the military. You look at actual prostitution, pimps and shit. Who do they mainly target? They target younger women. Artists, who do they target? They target younger artists, and they give them what? They give them slave deals. And speaking of slave deals, I'm going to do yet another crossover to another motherfucker, Kanye West. And I told y'all motherfuckers this shit too. The truth is always going to come out. And now we're hearing rumblings, and we've been showing so-called proof of Kanye's contract about how he can't even retire within a certain amount of time and all that shit. He essentially has a slave deal. It's written into his contract. It's not even hidden. It's damn near verbatim that he can't retire or take a specified amount of time off. He has to stay active in terms of producing. Producing as in creating beats and stuff like that. I don't remember the actual wording because I looked at this shit a while back. And again, this podcast is freestyle, man. All this shit off the top of the head. Luckily, I just got a cold memory. But yet again, slavery is not a choice, Kanye West. He was saying that about himself. He made the choice to sign that slave deal. Some shit that you didn't have to do. Some shit that I wouldn't do. But people are always telling themselves you have to just listen to what they say. And then eventually it will make sense. Sometimes people tell you stuff on accident. Or they word it in a way to where it may not make sense now. But it'll show its head later. And Kanye been on this slave shit, man. I told motherfuckers. So all the people who was taking up for Kanye this, Kanye that. Yeah, you gotta shut the fuck up. Like, what can you really say now? Shit is out there, and he's actively suing to get that deal reneged or renegotiated and all that type of shit. So, you know there's some validity to what's going on. And it would make sense in terms of how he was creating music, how he was putting these little quick microwavable projects out and all that kind of stuff. Now it all makes sense. Destroying other people's creative process and artistry in the meanwhile to feed his own contract obligations is pretty selfish. I mean, Teyana Taylor wanted to shoot the fade with him. I mean, we talked about that a while back, me and Mike. Mike is garbage, by the way. Can't ever let you forget that. He is garbage. That's very important to remember. Remembering that he's trash just threw me off, though. Nah, I just forgot what I was talking about. Nah, but Kanye's contract, yet again. I don't even fully know what I want to say about this motherfucker. I just don't like him. One. Two, the shit he says is poisonous. Once again, the same thing I was saying about Steve Harvey. All my morals and principles line up. All my line of thinking lines up in terms of credibility. All this shit goes together, which is why I say all this type of shit repeatedly. Because all this shit comes back around, and you know, you see what it really is when it comes back around. And it validates all the shit I've been saying on previous episodes. Motherfuckers love to act like I be overreacting and saying some wild shit. The shit I be saying ain't wild. The wild shit is when people try to argue with me about this shit. It be shit that I be feeling like it's common sense. I'm like, how the fuck do you not see this shit? But then when it comes out, you never hear back from these people. You know, like, you never hear that. You never get that text like, yo, you were right, man. You never get that text. That text never come through. That phone call never come through. Well, motherfuckers don't call people anyway. I guess FaceTime is. Motherfucker might FaceTime you. But ain't none of that shit coming through from nobody. Ain't nobody gonna come back and say that shit. It sounds like he shouldn't have been a college dropout. Sounds like he should have went back to school to learn to not sign a contract like that. Like, how fucking stupid do you have to be? How much in need of money would you have to be in to sign a lifelong contract, basically? That mean if Kanye dies, his soul would have to continue producing music. Nah, but I don't know what time, what term, or when the contract would expire in terms of him not being able to retire, because of course you can't continue to produce through eternity. Of course that's impossible. But I really don't give a fuck. Just even that verbiage inside the contract is already alarming enough to where I would have never signed that shit. There's no possible way. But yet again, I have different morals and principles and integrity than other people. You can't just get me to do shit for money. It's not the case. It's just not gonna happen. For instance, if somebody tried to give me $100,000 for my podcast right now, I would tell him to get the fuck out my face. Because for one thing, where's the next $100,000 going to come from? And two, I would have to be able to continue to talk my shit. You're not taking my voice away. You're not just going to buy me out. That's not what this is. Other people build for the buyout. All they want to do is get bought out. They don't want any long-term shit. They don't want to give any real tangible things to their children. They don't want none of that shit. And also, another point I wanted to make about the whole Michael Jackson shit. People always try to say the stupid ass statement like, yeah, you side with Michael Jackson, but would you leave your kids over his house? Motherfucker, Do you know how fucking stupid you got to be to even ask me some shit like that? Number one, I'm not leaving my children over any stranger's house. He's a celebrity, but he's still a fucking stranger. I don't give a fuck if he's famous. He's a famous stranger. In terms of me, I don't know him individually, personally. No, he's a fucking stranger. I'm not leaving my children over any stranger's house. If I had children, I would have to talk to my parents and my wife's parents, if I was married, about the well-being of our future children, because my children aren't going to daycare. I'm not dropping them off over any random people's house. None of that shit. You're not going over random family members' house being dropped off. No, none of this shit. It's not happening. And this is coming from a man who does not have children. But that's how calculated and deep I think. That's how I'm not leaving my children over anybody's house. I don't trust daycares. I don't even trust schools. I'm terrified of my children going to school in terms of what they teach. I've talked about this shit numerous times about what they teach and about how the teachers move and shit. I'm not fucking with none of that shit. Most of the shit is poisonous out here. And I would like them to be under me, under my knowledge, most of the time. I would love to homeschool my children, but I would also love to let them know how to move sociably. That's the one thing I like about high schools and school, public schools and all that shit. You learn how to move through the real world, because the real world is what it sounds like. The shit is real. You gotta really know how to navigate that shit. And the only way you can know how to do that is to confront it head on. So from the social wise, I would love for them to go to school, public schools. But in terms of what they learn there, I don't want them to learn shit from fucking schools. It's all garbage information, and I can't really fuck with it. But yeah, I'd be tired of people saying that same tired-ass fucking argument like they making some real cold-ass point. Like, dog, the point you're making is fucking horseshit. It's garbage. It's baseless. And it's fucking old and contrived. You got to get some new shit. Get some new talking points. You just giving me this hand-me-down-ass information, thinking you saying some cold shit. And I'd be tired of lower-level thinking motherfuckers doing this type of shit. Dog, no, I'm not leaving my children over Michael Jackson's house. I'm not leaving my children over your house either, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? None of you niggas is babysitting my children, no. But yeah, back to Kanye West, though. Turns out he's still a fuckboy, too. That had nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to throw that back in there because, you know, I don't fuck with Kanye. I've had long rants about that shit on multiple episodes about how garbage of a person he is. And now the shit is coming all the way full circle, like I say, and it's showing exactly why he's ranting and raving and throwing these little hissy fits and doing all this goofy shit. It all makes sense now. This motherfucker's literally fighting for his life because basically he has no ownership of his life, which I keep saying. All these motherfuckers are high-paid employees. Kanye West is a high-paid employee. He has no ownership in shit that he does. You can't even fucking retire. That means you have no ownership in what you do, champ. You might as well be a manager at Walmart, my nigga. They get more benefits than you. That's the problem I have with the truth, man. The truth is the new dope, and it's not blue magic. This shit is stepped on. Motherfuckers is cutting the truth up. Motherfuckers is... Yo. Motherfuckers putting baking soda in the dope. Motherfuckers stretching it. They doing all type of shit. They putting all type of fucking other chemicals and shit in it, trying to stretch this shit out to the point where there's damn near no truth in anything that people say anymore. It's definitely not blue magic, no. Nowhere close. But hey, man, what can you do, man? I'm just chilling on the couch, dizzy as fuck, annoyed that I gotta go to work tomorrow. This is all bullshit. Yo, I feel so fucking crazy right now, dog. But hey, man, I'll talk to y'all motherfuckers later, man. WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It Podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. I appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all sticking with me. And I'm gone.